an older sort of introduction piece I used to do in my work, which is called To the Concerned Reader Regarding There Are No Typos. What I ask of you, this, do a sensing. Close your mindy. Open the bloom of your human. If it is soul, turn it on. Breathe through your skin. Realize absolutely nothing. Sense it all. Feel the air as material all around you as we imagine a fish feels water. See, the space between we call objects is as much or as not nothing as I and my heart. Find the skeleton fact of a blade of grass. Now transpose it on a paper cut, on a boat sail, on scotch tape. Explore the room of a poem. Overturn the chairs. Find the key taped to the table leg. Compare the mirror and the sink. Breathe the air in by your skin. Breathe the table in through your skin. Take a bite of that ottoman, sink your skull into the mantle. No need to finger through the poem's files or rifle through the sock drawer. Here is the poem. Put its water, put its electric, straight to your brain. If you realize it is talking, if you notice it is talking, stare at its chin. Ignore it until you realize it. Let a poem get in you like that new car smell. Expect it to give you cancer, just like everything else. Treat it like a man. Treat it like a lady. Treat it like a dog. Treat it like a canker sore. Ask it for a drink order. Chalk it like a cue. Don't stop it for it on the highway, unless you do that sort of thing. Don't play any special music because you think it's dumb or because you think it's fancy. Do not condescend or inconvenience yourself. Go about your business. There's nothing to see here. It's just a poem, folks. Let's keep moving. But if you hit it off, if it feels right, get it somewhere. Ask it out again. And don't be afraid or ashamed or make yourself smaller if it smells Limburger cheese to you. And don't be afraid or ashamed or make yourself smaller if you want to take it home. Buy it clothes, talk dirty, dress it up. It's okay, even if you've never done this kind of thing.